two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday mornings are hard. Hello and welcome to Easy Being Green, the podcast where we talk about the planet and how to make it healthier. I'm Taylor Powers with Deanne Tetzel, my co-host, and today's topic is traveling.
Yeah, this is a big one. Travel, we love to travel. We're the vacation queens.
Yes, we are.
And yet we need to realistically look at the impact that we have as an individual every time we choose to go on a trip somewhere. And how can we be more mindful about the way that we travel? And
yeah, for sure.
There are a lot of things that we can do. We don't have to give it up altogether.
Oh, no. I mean, I never would.
Right. Let's be real.
But there's ways to look at what you're doing, how you're traveling, and how to make more conscious decisions and how you're affecting the planet. So let's start it out with the first thing you're going to do before you travel is you're going to leave your house, right? So making sure you've unplugged all your electronics, turned off all of the lights, turned your air conditioning off or your heater off, or setting it to a more moderate level to maintain.
Absolutely.
In here in Salt Lake in the winter, we have to leave our heater on a little bit or else pipes will freeze.
That's right. But just, again, like Taylor's saying, just the Nest thermostat that we've talked about a little bit, I have those. You can set that. It actually learns when you're away and kind of lowers everything and knows that you're not home anymore. And it can, maintain whatever environment needs to be there for, for the home, like Taylor's saying, to keep your pipes from freezing and stuff in the winter. But yeah, just unplugging things, the electronics that you're not using, stuff like that.
Yeah. Making sure that all the windows are shut and so you're not wasting energy.
Right.
Yeah. Next is, I guess before you leave your house is going to be planning the vacation, figuring out what you're going to do, where you're going to stay, all those details. And I guess the most eco-friendly vacation options would be camping, which I just got finished with this past weekend, and it was lovely. You know, we drove 4 hours. We all carpooled, though. There was probably 15 of us, and we all had every car jam-packed with people.
Yeah.
So we weren't wasting gas anywhere.
Right.
We did have campfires, but, that just comes with the nature of camping. Mm-hmm. There's some areas where you can't have campfires, and yes, it does emit carbons, but we're sacrificing elsewhere.
That's right. And with a camping trip, like you're saying, you're not getting in an airplane, which we can talk about that. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
So every time a jet takes off, it's releasing a lot of
stuff
into the atmosphere. But there are ways to do that a little bit smarter too. So
yeah, if you're going on a trip where you have to fly, there are some things trying to do a nonstop, which of course you're going to want to do, but it actually saves a lot of emissions per person because, like Deanne said, it's the taking off is the worst part. And so if you only take off once, it's going to be better. If you look at it in your own carbon emissions per person, per travel, that's kind of what you're breaking down and figuring out how you can get that number lower.
Right. Just trying to do the one trip so that the taking off is minimized. And then also packing lighter.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because the lighter the plane, the less
The less carbons it's going to emit, the right. less energy it has to do.
Yeah.
Another option, which I've been really wanting to do, is a bike trip. There are, like, you can obviously do your own bike trip, do bike packing and bring like a wagon, like a little wagon, and carry all your stuff. I have some friends that are doing a cross country bike trip right now, and
it looks great.
Difficult, but amazing. But there's also these companies that will carry all of your stuff in a van and drive, just meet you at each stop, and it's all planned out. And you just bike from destination to destination, and then they have activities planned in the evenings. It looks really cool and a good option for someone who wants to travel but doesn't have anyone to travel with, because you get a group of people together. You're all strangers. Maybe there's a couple people that know each other already, but just kind of a fun option, and you're getting exercise, and a lot of times these ones are camping, but there are ones you can find where you're staying in hotels. So that's another fun vacation idea.
Think about self-propelled ways that you can get yourself somewhere, like walking, biking, something that doesn't have to use an engine that requires gas or something like that. Just what ways can you make those choices when you do travel? I love that.
Yeah. And then when you get to your location, if you're flying or, taking a train or a bus or whatever, think about the transportation within your vacation spot. So, like Deanne said, walking or biking or using public transportation. I love when I go visit a new city, really trying to immerse myself, feel like a local. Like when I go to New York, using the subway. I mean, that's kind of necessary, but
right.
But you know, wherever you're going, trying to rent a bike and bike around town, or taking buses and trains, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then if you do have to rent a car, look at maybe renting a hybrid car. Because then at least, you're not wasting fuel there.
Yeah. Also, you can, when you do choose hotels or the places that you're going to spend your dollars when you're traveling, a lot of the hotels and a lot of the brands are now finding ways to make an impact. Like hotels are getting rid of single-use plastic shampoo bottles. They're installing energy-efficient lighting. They're, people are taking this seriously, and a lot of the major brands, Marriott, I think, announced that they're not doing any single-unit plastic. They're getting rid of that, I think, I think it's next year. Yeah.
There's this LEED certification that hotels can get, and it just means that it's a leadership in energy and environmental design. And I think Marriott, I'm pretty sure it has its LEED certification.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
And so there's a lot of hotels, and you can check, just go on their website and it'll say if they're LEED certified.
Right.
And then you just kind of know that you're staying at a greener hotel.
I think Hilton is doing that too. They're installing energy efficient lighting. They're installing air conditioning units that turn off automatically, just like what we were talking about when you travel from your home. Cruise lines, they're also starting to do things. They're doing putting in purification systems that will get rid of some of the emissions from their exhaust. So
I kind of have a beef with cruises.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
That's probably the worst form of travel for the planet. So if you can avoid cruises, then do.
Yeah. And if you decide that you don't want to avoid it, look at that particular cruise line and see what kinds of things they're doing to help reduce the carbon emissions. And again, if you do that and you go to a location, travel by foot, don't rent the car or bike or whatever.
Taxis or Ubers.
Yeah, so find a way that you can make an impact there. Yeah.
A few other options when you're traveling somewhere is find out if you have family or friends in the area that you can stay with, if someone has a guest bedroom or something like that, or look at Airbnb or, other bed and breakfast options first before you land on a hotel. Because hotels in general, I mean, they have a higher volume. They do produce a lot of waste. Even the LEED certified ones, they still produce a lot of waste.
Right.
Let's see. Next, things you can bring on vacation to help reduce your waste. I mean, obviously, a reusable water bottle is like the number one thing that goes into my travel bag. Because then, you're not you know, it, when you're traveling in the airport or the car, you're not buying water bottles from the gas stations or the little markets. When you get to your location, you don't have to buy a case of water for the room or anything like that, which
it's huge.
Which a lot of people do.
Yeah. Makes a big, big difference, and it's easy to do. thinking too about, we've talked about this a little bit before, when you're eating out, maybe take your own food on the plane and bring your own reusable container. So mm-hmm. you're not using a single use
yeah.
packaging that's going to get tossed. I mean, obviously it's convenience, but if you can plan a little bit ahead, take some of your own food yeah. with you, and you're going to have better food and yeah. that you had control over, and take your own little single use
yeah.
or your own reusable mm-hmm. storage containers and stuff like that. And then you can use it on your whole trip.
Yeah. A big one for me is a coffee mug, because I already drink a lot of coffee, but when I'm on vacation, there's something, I don't know. I just love the routine. And when I'm on vacation, trying out new coffee shops and doing all this, I remember when I was in Barcelona, I found this coffee shop, but they served their coffee in like 8 ounce little cups. And so I went there, and he was like, for here, to go. And I was like, to go. And they gave it to me. And I was like, oh my God, this is tiny. And so I was like walking around with my coffee, and I finished it in like 5 minutes. So I went back, and I was like, can I get another one? I was like, you can use the same cup. And he was like, no, we can't. Health standard, like health requirement.
Wow.
And so he, like, I could tell he was mad at me that I wasted two cups. And
yeah, but taking your own coffee
yeah,
mug.
Yeah, just take your own coffee mug. You know, every time I'm walking around a city or anything, I always have a backpack or, you know, big purse with me. I could fit my coffee mug in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to waste as much whatever kind of
That's
coffee
a good one. You know, something we've started doing too is when we travel, we take a reusable grocery bag, because
oh,
we'll
yeah.
usually, or take a little reusable cooler bag
mm-hmm.
and pack it in the outside of our suitcase, and then we can, you know, when we buy groceries, we don't have to use the bags, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And then it makes for a nice, if you do buy some stuff on your trip and you can't
yeah.
fit it, put it in that,
yeah,
that
yeah,
bag
yeah,
to
exactly.
carry on. So
I usually always have one of those little collapsible bags, reusable bags. I just keep it in my purse when I travel. And then if I'm going to buy, whether it's, you know, we go to a farmer's market and I'm going to buy some groceries to have
right.
at the room instead of eating out for every single meal,
mm-hmm.
Or if I end up doing a little souvenir shopping, which that's another thing, shopping when you're on vacation.
I know.
Try to look for places that are like local. You know, you're supporting the community. You're
mm-hmm.
not buying from like a big, you know, corporate, just mega store.
Absolutely. I really try to do that. It makes for more interesting souvenirs that you're
yeah,
going to care about
sure.
when you get home too anyway, because you'll say, oh, this was made in, you know, wherever, by the local
yeah.
people there, and you're supporting their local
mm-hmm.
Their local
yeah, their
economy.
Their local businesses, their local economy. And then eating too. Look at when you're doing research for eating, look for restaurants that, you know, they source from local farms,
mm-hmm.
And look for farmers markets and other stores, so that you're, you know, when you travel, I feel like it's important to support the economy that you're going to, because travel is such a growing market. I mean, it's massive, but it's creating a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Some economies do depend on the travel or on tourism. So
mm-hmm.
when you're there, you want to help them out and not be
yeah.
going to chains.
The other thing that you could look at is actually going on a trip that is for the purpose of cleaning up, you know, a certain place
oh, yeah.
or,
yeah,
you know,
doing like a
kind
volunteer
of purpose-driven
mm-hmm.
travel, that kind of thing. So going somewhere where you're actually, your intention is to go make a difference
yeah,
and help a community or clean up a, you know, mountain or whatever.
Yeah, because
so.
Then you get a little bit of travel, but
mm-hmm.
then you also are doing some good and
right.
kind of giving back.
Absolutely.
Making up for all of the carbon that it took you to get there.
Right.
there is this website called itmustbenow.com, And they kind of have this mission of transforming travel. Like, they know that travel is not going to go away, but trying to make it more sustainable. And they have all these initiatives and almost like a blog feel for ideas of what to do, where to go, that kind of stuff. But then they also have a calculate your carbon footprint, like a calculator. So you can say, you know, exactly where you're going, how you're getting there, where you're staying, doing all this, and it'll show you how much carbon you're really releasing. And then they have ways to balance it out. So, like, plant this many trees, or, you know, do this.
Oh,
and this
I love
and this.
That. Yeah. So that you can go ahead. It's like we're saying at the very beginning when we started this episode. It's, you know, we don't want to stop doing all the things we love. We want to live in our world and enjoy it and do the things mm-hmm. we like to do. But how can we just make it, like we've always said in this podcast, it's like, how can we make just little choices that every day that will make a difference?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I love that you can do that. And then you can say, well, I'm going to go on this trip, but how can I maybe
do it a little less guilt-free?
That's right.
So it's itmustbenow.com. Really cool website.
Love it.
Go check it out. The other thing I wanted to talk about is when you're on vacation, the things that you choose to do while you're there. We talked about eating and shopping, but like looking at maybe doing a hike versus, you know, like a big tour that's going to take up a lot of energy.
Right.
Like we were saying, volunteering,
mm-hmm,
or just choosing how you're going to spend your time there and trying to make it the most efficient.
Walking, lots of walking. I think that, like you were saying, you learn so much about a place if you choose to walk well or take the public transportation. But if you can, if it's a walkable place, just go by foot. You'll see the neighborhoods. You'll experience it in a different way.
And that's one of my favorite things to do when I'm on vacation. I normally vacation with my family, even though we're all adults, but it's just, we never gave it up. We just love to travel together. And they, two of them sleep in, and then me and my sister will get up every morning and go for a run just around the place that we're at, just to see it.
Yeah.
Get a little bit more perspective and you can see so much more on foot. It's
absolutely
really cool. We're getting a little exercise. It's just been a fun routine that we have. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're ever going to give it up at this point.
I love it. Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. I'll start to bring this to an end by telling you the percent of global emissions yearly produced by travel. 8% of global emissions is just from travel.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's talking about all of the things that we just went over, not just the transportation, like the airplanes and the transportation level of it, but everything that you're doing while you're there, hotels and just plastic waste based on travel. I mean, I don't know exactly where it came together, but that was by the Scientific Journal of Nature Climate Change. So I trust it.
yeah, I would trust it too. And again, just if everybody would make a few of these choices that we've kind of talked about, we can make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. So don't stop traveling and going on vacation. Just be more thoughtful about it. Make good choices and have fun out there.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon.